Run, please.
World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yep. So who are you to judge, huh? Who are you to judge? Boy, it's that time of year, isn't it? It's homocentric, homo in your face time. Gay pride parades everywhere, flags flying everywhere. Who are you to judge, brother? Who are you to judge? And then, of course, we see what J.R. Harrison does and what Ray LeBlanc's doing with the natural family. Can you believe the judgment that comes from the left? Huh? Boy, they don't mind judging, do they? It's righteous judgment that they don't like. Hey, thanks for joining us here this morning. And excited, man. It's a busy week around here at Coach Dave Live. We're getting ready for our annual event coming up this weekend. And if you'd like to come to this thing and you don't have the finances, don't let that hold you back. And if you want to pitch a tent or bring a camper, we can set up all that kind of stuff. We want people to come and understand a couple different things. Number one, that you're not alone. You're not crazy. No matter what the media tells you, you're not a fool. And number two, there are other like-minded people just like you that you need to rub shoulders with and get yourself encouraged and strengthen yourself in the Lord. And that's what the whole thing's about. And it is Pride Month. You know, Columbus, Ohio, as I said there at the opening, Columbus, Ohio is, the second largest homosexual population in America after San Francisco. Could be wrong. I haven't checked those statistics in a while, but we used to go to the gay pride parades regularly. Didn't go this, haven't gone really in a few years. And there's a couple of reasons why, but it got to the point where it's almost too dangerous to go with you folks. Because whether you realize this or not in your community, I want you to know this, that the police are on the side of the wicked ones. Somebody will say amen out there. The police are on the side of the wicked ones.
Amen.
Why are they on the side of the wicked ones? Because they've gotten control of the government in Columbus, Ohio. The government in Columbus, Ohio, in my opinion, bows its knee to the homosexual agenda. Why? Because there's so many of them. And there's a lot of money. And they all gather in there. And see, they're smart enough to say, we're going to get our own people elected to office. That's what we're going to do. We'll get our people on the city council. We'll get our people in a mayor. And then the church sits around, plays patty cake, and can't figure out what's going on and why the heck they're having homosexuality, talk to their kids in schools, and yada, yada, yada. And so I'm jumping off this morning because we're going to talk about, are Christians supposed to judge? Huh? Are we supposed to judge? Because I'm telling you, that's what you hear all the time. Real quickly, Spencer, throw it up there and pull up 2A for me. Friends, I don't know if you guys are aware of this. If you want to help support us a little bit, send us a donation. Order a Truth Sounds Like Hate t-shirt. We would wear those things. We go to the gay pride parade. And it says on the front that the truth sounds like hate. I'm going to get into that. My phone went off. I'm going to get into that here in a second. But I want you to read what we put on the back of the shirt, which is really what irritates people. It says, Jesus is the judge. Now, let me stop a minute. You got to have courage to wear the shirt. You got to have courage. Because the people who support you, they'll never say it publicly. And the ones that hate you, they're going to say something about it. We put on there, Jesus is the judge. Therefore, abortion is murder. Everybody agree with that? Abortion's murder. Homosexuality is sin. Does everybody believe that? I believe that. Islam is a lie, meaning Muhammad is not the way, the truth, and the life, right? Evolution is a delusion. We all know that there ain't no such thing as evolution the way they teach it in schools. We know it, and they still continue to teach it. Why? Because the Luciferians are in control of the schools. Feminism is rebellion. Uh-oh, some of you women out there got a little bit upset. No. In a perfect family, the husband's the head. As in the Dobenmeyer house, I'm the head of the house. My wife is the head of the home. We have a great relationship. when a tough decision has to be made in our family, my wife and I prayerfully get together, and then I make the decision. Why? Because there can only be one head. If you have a body with two heads, you got yourself a problem. So feminism is nothing more than a rebellion against God's plan. That's all it is. Sorry, feminism. Liberalism is false religion. We know that, right? And conservatism is pretend salt. You say, what do you mean pretend salt? That's Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham's a conservative. It's pretend salt, right? Most of the Congress is pretend salt. They're not real Christians. So those shirts are available on our website, and they help support what we do. And we make a lot of enemies, a lot of friends wearing those shirts around. It's good T-shirt weather, so we encourage you to be able to do that. So we have the annual event coming up this week. Look, I'm going to have to get an email out to you. There's construction. When normally those of you come to Sky High, you know how to get here. Well, there's construction. The road's shut down. You can't get out there. You can put in your GPS, and you ain't going to get there. So I'm going to get an email out to everybody, tell them how to do the workaround, because there's a different way that you have to come in. So don't anybody leave to come here if you don't know how to get here. And by the way, those of you out there, if you're coming early, some of you said, Coach, I'm coming in Wednesday night, I'm coming in Thursday night. Please email me so that I'm aware of that. All right. Just send me an email, text me, say, Coach, I'm coming in Wednesday night. And some of you come in early, we'll put you to work cleaning up the place and helping us. And we're having a great time. So, man, excited about it. What's the theme today? Who are you to judge? Now, I'm going to kill two stones with one bird here. I'm going to play a clip here from our buddy Flip Benham, who, by the way, Flip Benham is going to speak on Saturday afternoon. I think that's when I told him. Anyway, Flip Benham, we'll get it figured out. Flip Benham's going to speak. Flip Benham is the head of Operation Save America, was the national director of Operation Save America. He's walked away from that now. But Operation Save America, I cut my teeth around brave men like Flip Benham to be able to articulate the gospel of the kingdom to those who are lost. And so Flip's going to speak to us on Sunday morning service. And also, I think it's Saturday afternoon. I have to check my schedule. Anyway, I want you all to get a little flavor for Flip Benham. So here's Flip. He's standing at a homosexual pride parade. This is, I don't know, this is a few years old. But I want you to watch how Flip Benham. Stop, Coach. Hey, folks. Are you looking at me? Both sides judge. Both sides judge. And only in America are the good guys not allowed to judge, right? So when people judge you, when people say, you are being judgmental, folks, they're being judgmental. Yeah, come on, tell me you get it, right? That you understand what's going on? But we bought into the lie. In fact, Christians, you hear Christians say, we're not supposed to judge. I'm going to get into that here in a second. But here's about a five-minute clip with Flip Benham outside a homosexual pride parade and having a dialogue with a reporter who's dumber than a rock. Go ahead and play that, Spencer.
Much to the chagrin of the homosexual sodomites who like to parade their sin right in front of everybody. What a heartbreaker it is to stand by and watch this stuff. I mean, look at it. Parading your sin like Sodom.
My name is Flip Benham. I'm the director of Operation Save America.
What are your impressions of the two girls I was just talking to?
Well, I looked at them and my heart's broken for them. I mean, I have daughters, I have sons, and to see that happening and to know what it does to people, to have sat by and watched people die with AIDS and HIV, have wanted so much to help some of the folks to deliver them from the suicidal thoughts that they have because they just can't stand the sin that they're involved in, and they think it's worse than any other sin, and they feel like you can't possibly understand me because I always felt like I was born this way. I always felt this way. And all it is we're dealing with sin, and sin destroys people, and that's why God hates sin, so that's why he sent his son Jesus to set us free. And I have so many friends now that have been set free from homosexual, the bondage of homosexual sodomy, because you see, God says that he will thwart the craving of the wicked. And no matter how much sex you have, it always has to get kinkier and kinkier until you're drinking blood and eating flesh. And then involving people in snuff films and killing them. And even then you can't get satisfied because it has to get more. You know, lust has one word, and it's more. And this is nothing about love. It's just lusting after somebody else's body, trying to use somebody to get my own orgasm, rather than laying your life down.
How do you know that people are not born gay?
Well, it's obvious. We're all born with a sinful nature. I have a sinful nature. You have a sinful nature.
So you see people that are attracted to someone of the same sex?
It's a sinful nature. It's just a different manifestation. I'm tempted to lust. I'm tempted to be an adulterer. There are always these temptations out there. That doesn't mean that we should give in to them. Listen, look at me. Just look in my eyes for a second. And if you knew that I had a wife named Faye that I've been married to for 40 years, and I said, well, but I feel adulterous tonight, so I'm going to go out and just act because that's the way God made me, adulterous, and I'm going to go commit adultery. What would you tell me?
First of all, I want to ask your name. I will answer the question, but I have a few questions first.
Oh, no, first you answer the question or we won't go on. Just answer the question. What would you tell me?
I wouldn't tell you. I'd ask you the question. I'd ask you about your love for Faye. Tell me more about the love you have for Faye.
Well, I have an obligation to Faye. It's not only just a love for Faye. You know, sometimes, you know, this wedding ring, I'm married. I've been married for 40 years. I don't always feel married. I don't even think about being married. But that doesn't mean I'm not married because I don't feel married. And that doesn't mean that if I'm not just totally in love with Faye, if I was like I was when I first met her, then I'd never be at work or anything else. I'd just be always with her. But you see, we grow up and we mature in love, and love matures to the point where I will lay my life down for Faye, and Faye will lay her life down.
When did you meet Faye?
In 1971.
And how did you feel when you first saw her?
Yeah, just madly, madly infatuated in love with her. I was what is called Twitter pater, but you wouldn't know what that word means.
How long did you date before you got married? You said you've been married a long time.
I'm asking you a question. I want to ask you a question because you haven't answered it yet. If I were to say I feel like just having an adulterous affair with someone and therefore just I'm going to leave my kids and leave Faye behind, what would you tell me to do?
I do not judge, and so I would come back to the question of the love that you have for Faye is obviously a bond, because I see your whole demeanor light up. You change when you talk about Faye, and I would ask you if you could relate to how that felt. Could you imagine somebody feeling like that for somebody of the same sex?
It doesn't matter about feeling. Do you understand? It's not about feeling. It's a matter that I am married. I made a covenant before her. So it's not just that every time I see another pretty skirt and I feel like going after her. That's what you do. See, that's what the homosexual community does. And that's why homosexual sodomy is such a bondage. It's because you're going to have sex with anything that's warm.
Okay, well, I thank you for talking. I think dialogue's important.
I'm sure you do.
Thank you.
I want to have sex with anything that's warm, right? Anything. So, folks, if I'm telling you, Flip will be worth it. He'll be worth the time. And nobody in the world like Flip. So I want to take you somewhere because I think this is really, really important that we understand this. Thanks here, Spence. First of all, pull up for me number 3. What is it? What is a witness? What is a witness? Because, friends, look. Everywhere you go, you are a witness. You're a witness. And they want to tell you that anytime you are a witness, who, by the way, I'm going to show you in a second, testifies. In fact, let's go there real quick, Spencer. What does it mean to testify? Because a witness testifies. So a witness is going to testify in judicial prison to make a solemn declaration under oath for the purpose of establishing or making proof of some act to court to give testimony in a cause depending before a tribunal. One witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die, to declare a charge against one. So somebody goes into court, testifies based on what they see or know about a situation. Anybody disagree with that? So we are called to testify. By the way, this is another whole story. Did you know back in the times, long, long time ago, when they put a guy in a witness chair, they hold your ears. They put a rope around his testicles, because he was going to testify. And if they found out that his testimony was false, that they pulled on that rope. Did you guys know that? That's where it comes from, to testify. So when we show up, when Flip shows up, you show up someplace where evil is flourishing, you are testifying. You're not judging. You are testifying. Why? Because number three, you are a witness. You are a witness. What's a witness? Witness is testimony, attestation of a fact or an event. So you go to the homosexual pride parade and you become a witness to testify about the truth of Christ. You with me, dear friends? You get it? Do you understand what they've done to us in our language? Two, that which furnishes evidence or proof. Three, a person who knows or sees anything. One, personally present. He was a witness. He was an eyewitness. Number five, one who gives testimony as a witness. So I'm going to ask you this. When you show up at a gay pride parade, or Ray, when you show up in Wisconsin, my brain went dead on the town. I'm sorry. When you show up, you are not judging. You are testifying. What? Testifying to the truth. Why? Because you are a witness. Now, number four, what's a judge? Because, folks, this is where they get us. Who are you to judge? While they continually judge me and you. They continually judge us and then tell us, don't you judge? Well, a judge is one who, you can go down through all of these things, right? A judge is someone who sits and bears legal, I'm giving you a paraphrase here, legal authority over a case, person, situation. When you go before the judge, you have witnesses and you have testimony, and the judge makes the determination from the witness testimony as to the truth of what's going on. But what they've done to us is they tell you that if you show up to witness or you show up to testify, that you're being judgmental and you're not supposed to judge. That's what they tell us, right? That's what they tell us. How much time I got there, Spence? I don't want to get lost here, because man, I'm so sick and tired of this stuff. Oh, I got 5 minutes. Pull that up for me. Pull up number six. We're winning, friends. We are winning. The Southern Poverty Law Center lays off employees amid restructuring. Now, I don't know if you know this or not. The Southern Poverty Law Center is Satan's instrument to do away with all things righteous, all things righteous. I could go deeply into what the SPLC is all about. They are the same as the American Civil Liberty Union. They are atheistic, God-hating, judgmental, wicked lawyers and association to assault Christianity. That's their whole purpose. That's their entire purpose. I was sued by the American Civil Liberties Union for having prayer with our football teams. And what did they want to do? They wanted to make sure there was no mention of God or Christ on that football field. And what did they call us? They called us book burners and judgmental hate mongers. And they come in and try to stop your daggone free speech. What the heck is that all about? Well, anyway, good news what? Looks like they're going under, folks. Looks like the Southern Poverty Law Center is going under. Pull up number seven real quick, Spence. Hunt, what's your name? I'm rolling here today. I got to show you something here. I'm very proud of this, by the way. The Southern Poverty, think about that. Poverty? Huh? By the way, they have millions and millions of dollars in reserve, the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know why they're going out of business? Because they're losing They're losing. Okay, I got to show you this, Spence. Go to hate map. Click on the hate map. I wear this as an honor. Hate map. Go to Ohio. Click on Ohio. See right in the middle there? Nope, next one. You don't even know Ohio. Come on down. Come on down. Yeah, come on down over. Go. There you are. Hit on hate groups in Ohio. Click right there. Nope, nope, nope. Yeah, click on it. Pass the Salt Ministries. Why? We're a hate group because according to the SPLC, we are a hate group. Anti-LGBTQRS. Now, hey, friends, pull up this, Spencer. Pull up this. I want you to understand what's going on here. Where is it? Which one is it, Coach? Which, did I put that up there? Oh, no, I didn't. The Columbus, yeah, number 12. Number 12. I'm hurrying here. I'm hurrying here. Showing you what's going on. Who are you to judge, they tell us. Did you know this? The Columbus Foundation. The ColumbusFoundation.org is a unified place where rich people can give money, and then the Columbus Foundation divvies the money out. And do you know that there are people who have given money to the Columbus, Ohio Foundation and wanted the money to go to the Pass the Salt Ministries? Put that picture back up there, Spencer. What you just had up there. People donate regularly to the Columbus Foundation, and they requested some of their money go to where? Pass the Salt Ministries. You know what? The judgmental Columbus Foundation will not give to hate groups. Let me ask you something. Do you think what's the name of that group in Columbus? Run my brain. I'm going a million miles an hour. Do you think these people love Christians? Do you think the people pictured here love Christians? Why is it that the left is allowed to hate and we're not allowed to hate? Why is it the left is allowed to judge, but we're not allowed to judge? Huh? Why is it that the only scripture that those on the Luciferian left know, the only scripture they know is, who are you to judge? Or judge not. It's the only scripture they know, by the way. That's about the only scripture some pastors know and some Christians know. Who are you to judge? Well, here's what we're going to dive into here on the other side. I got about 30 seconds here. We're going to open up a little bit of Bible here. We're going to see what the Bible says about judging. Are we supposed to judge? Who are you to judge? Judge not, yes, you be. All those lies that they've told us. So there sits the Southern Poverty Law Center. Huh? Oh, yeah. And the ACLU, what are they doing? They're controlling the morality in America. But it looks to me like the ship is starting to sink. Hang in there. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, thanks. Here we go. Going to keep on going. Okay, so judge not, lest ye be judged. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? I'm gonna take you through some of this, and we'll kick it open for some commentary. Commentaries, okay? Pull up number 9 for me. Pull up number 9. Hey, we're winning. We're winning. How about this one, folks? This is the LGBT. Does anybody remember when it was just gays? Ray, raise your hand out there if you remember when it was just homosexuals. It was just homosexuals. They were the ones that were discriminated against. Now it's not. Now it's lesbians and gays. Hang on a minute. Aren't those the same thing? Hey, Spencer, aren't those the same thing? Aren't lesbians gay? Huh? That's a twofer. They get, hey, nobody will talk about this stuff. Everybody's afraid of them. Everybody's afraid of them. They're afraid of them, man. They're afraid of them. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. We're in a war, right? So here is the lesbian, gay, bisexual. Are you born bisexual? You want me to believe that you're born a switch hitter? Huh? That you don't care if you don't care if you get in bed with a man or you don't care. You're born that way? Hey, friends, this is demonic influence. Don't you see it? Don't you understand? Huh? I'm born lesbian, gay, bi, I mean, I'm a switch hitter. Don't care which one I do. And T is what? Oh, that'd be tranny. That'd be tranny. So see, they're trying to include anything they're in there. So is a tranny, help me out, Gino. Is a tranny lesbian? Or is a tranny gay? Or is a tranny B? Is a tranny bisexual? Lesbian? What is that? How do they get LGB? How do they, then Q? What is Q? Questioning. Can I tell you the truth? Your little beer in you, you question everything, don't you? Huh? You don't care who you have sex with once you get a little bit drunk. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning. Well, if they're questioning, why are they part of this group? If they're questioning, they ought to be part of the heterosexual group, shouldn't they? Hang on with me. So I'm proud. This is where LGBTQ safest states, if you're one of those freaks, one of those demonic entities being controlled. Where's Ohio, Spencer? How's Ohio doing? Ohio is an F. We are an F. By the way, Betty, that's pretty judgmental, isn't it? Isn't that being judgmental? Telling us that we're an F? I want to be an A. Ohio wants to be an A. So look at your state there. Where are I? Wisconsin. Ray, you guys are a B minus. No wonder, huh? You're a pretty safe place for him to be, Ray. Oh, my God. Look at that Bible belt. Mississippi, nope. Kentucky, nope. Arizona, nope. West Virginia, nope. Alabama, nope. Ohio, nope. Wyoming, nope. Florida, nope. South Dakota, nope. Okay, hang on. I'm ready to open it up here in a second. Hang on. Point number 10. Safe. What is that? When's the last time you guys heard? Are more people injured through race riots or sex riots? Huh? When's the last time you knew? Oh my goodness. Verse 12. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, except the spirit of a man which is in him? And even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Hang on. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Evidently, there's two spirits here, folks. We've not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. So there's the spirit of the world, and there's the spirit of God, the Bible tells us, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which the LGBTQRS educational system has taught you to say, but the words which the Holy Ghost has taught you to say, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Flip Benham, his wife, by the way, passed away about 4 years ago, so God bless Flip. Flip's love for his wife was a deeply spiritual thing. It wasn't just sex, identified by the sex. Flip and Faye didn't go around identifying themselves as heterosexual. How ridiculous. But here's what where I'm taking you today. But the natural man, wait a minute. But which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. I know Ray LeBlanc and his wife Jane from a spiritual standpoint, and I judge them based on spiritual things, not on natural things. And if I see Jane and Ray doing something that's not very Christian, my spirit would say to them, hey, Ray, what's up, Ray? What's up, Ray? Come back, man, come back. But the natural man, the one you see parading at the gay pride parades, and the ones you see sitting in Congress, and the ones that you see teaching your children, the natural man doesn't understand the things of God. He doesn't understand it. So he can call you bigoted, homophobe, pick out whatever you want to, judgmental. Why? Because the natural man doesn't get the things. He doesn't get it. For they are foolishness unto him, neither Can he know them? Folks, it's a foreign language to them. They can't understand it, right? But, Ray, he that is spiritual judges all things. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. But we're not supposed to judge. But we're not supposed to judge. Yet, the spiritual man is judged of no man. Why? Because he's judged by the Spirit of God, which is in him. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, what's the job? What's our job? We're supposed to go testify to the truth. Hang on, another one. Go to number 11 for me. Number 11, Matthew 7. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Boys and girls, are you looking at me? This is talking about a Christian to a Christian. A Christian to a Christian. This is not a Christian judging the world. How do I know that? Oh, how will thou say to thy brother, those in the world, those at the gay pride parade are not your brother and sister. You're not to judge your brother and sister, but you're to testify to them. You're to witness, brother, that's wrong. Shouldn't be doing that. All right? Are you tracking with me here? One more. Bring up number 12. No, 11. I did that. That's good. That's good. I got to shut up a minute. I want to get some of you in here. Folks, why is it that the left is allowed to judge and we're not allowed to? Why is it that the Southern Poverty Law Center is able to call Past Assault Ministries a hate group and what? Get away with it. They're allowed to hate. Now, see, you know what they don't like? I can tell you this, Southern Poverty Law Center, they hate Coach Dave. They hate Coach Dave Live. So not hating has to do with what you're hating. You get it? They're allowed to hate. They're allowed to hate. We're not allowed to hate because they say the Bible tells us that we're not supposed to. I know I'm all over the place here. I know I'm all over. But we are in the mess that we are in today because those of us who know the truth are afraid to speak the truth as a witness to testify against the wicked. Friends, we got to get engaged. Angie, come on in.
Good morning, Coach. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Q on the LGBTQ, which, by the way, that didn't exist back in the 80s when I was in the New Age Church, pastored by two gay men. That alphabet soup didn't exist. But that Q always stood for queer. And about 10 years ago, when they started targeting the kids, they changed it to questioning.
Do you get what Angie's? It used to be LBG queer, not questioning, but they did questioning to lure more all of them in, right, Angie?
They have changed that cue to questioning to target kids. That's absolutely what they did.
Amen, baby. Huh? Words mean things. Hey, Angie, who are you to judge? Judge not, Angie, right? How stupid are we? How stupid are we, right? Huh? You go sit on when Pastor Bill Dunphy goes in trial or wherever he goes, whoever goes into trial, why don't they stand up and say to the judge, who are you to judge? Say to the jury, who are you to judge? If we're not supposed to judge, it's crazy. Jeff, come in.
Coach, I remember about 10 or 12 years ago, we were down in Flippin' Rusty in Alabama. Remember we was over, we walked down the street, went outside of that great big building, Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yep.
And you're out there screaming, people going in and out of that place. Hey, tell them Coach Dave's out here. I want to talk to somebody. We're standing out there at first thinking, what the heck is he doing? Then we got it. You know what I mean? But nobody came out to speak to you, would they?
There were no. And folks, the SBLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, click on that article real quick so people don't think I'm making it up. Which one was it? They're going under. Click on that one, number 6. They're going under. Hey, folks, look, they're laying off all kinds of people. But you know what? They got themselves plenty of money, though. They got themselves a bunch of money. But I'm going to judge them. They're hoarding money and laying off workers. That's not very Christian of them, is it, right? So there it is. I'm telling you, we are winning. The Southern Poverty Law Center, a legal and advocacy, what a lie that is laying off more than 60 employees. The union workers said, well, they're being judgmental, aren't they, as to which workers they can keep and which workers they don't keep. See, do you folks, do you get what I know I'm doing overkill here. But you got to understand that they always accuse you of what they do. The left always accuses you of what they do. What would make them call us a hate group? So much so that the Columbus Foundation won't give money to Coach Dave Live because we're a hate group. Let me ask you something. Does the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, love Past Assault Ministries? No, they hate us. But see, they're allowed to hate. And that's one of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. Make your opponent live up to his own set of values. So that's why they throw at us. Who are you to judge? Who are you to judge? Like, we're not allowed to judge. That's what they want us to believe. Randy, come in.
Coach, you're doing an excellent job here. This is really good.
Thanks, Randy.
Let me see what I was going to say here. Coach, the fact that you're showing this, the fact that these groups are going down, they're financially hitting hard spots, they're in big trouble, is because people like Flip Benham, Dale, you, me, whoever, Jeff, are engaging.
Amen.
We didn't engage for 40 years, Coach, or my whole life. I never engaged to the last 10 years of my life here. That's why they're going down. Coach, I laid in bed this morning for an hour, and this is typical, 4:30 to 5:30. I usually get up at 5:30. I lay there and I ponder. I just get downloads, and it's just, I've learned to just sit there.
Amen, baby. Me too, Randy.
Coach, this morning, I could not get off of 1 Corinthians 2, he that is spiritual judges all things. I laid there for an hour and thought about that verse, and here's what come to me, Coach. And I'm just adding to what you just put out here. when we have to take our natural body, has to take our spirit man to that point of engagement. We have to take that. We have to carry the Spirit of God, like the ark, to where we're going to fight this fight. If it's a gay parade, if it's a courtroom, if it's the abortion clinic, but
family reunion, wherever, yes, you got to carry it.
Everywhere. But look, here's what happens. Look at this picture. You're taking that spirit man. What does it say? He says he judges all things.
That's right.
Coach, in the natural, we're equal. The LGBT and us fighting, talking, debating, we're equal. But when you take that spirit man and you let him talk, just like Venom did just a minute ago when you showed that, he took his spirit man to that woman, and he put truth out there. And he's, you know what, Coach? This is the scene. He just sit there as a judge in a courtroom and told her, no, this, yes, I'm witnessing the truth. I'm testifying the truth.
That's right.
You just lost.
Amen.
You just
Amen.
Lost. Every time we do this, Coach, they lose, we win, and they lose. This is what happens.
Because, Randy, they use the exact tactics they accuse us of using. I'm going to tell you something, friends. I didn't go to the gay pride parade. I've been there many times. They are the most hateful group you will ever see towards Christians. They are absolutely hateful. And Christians are taught to love them. Hey, friends, no. We want to love them out of their sin, but we don't love them in their sin. And whoever's telling you that in your church, that God loves them in their sin, I'm telling you, folks, Bible says that God gave them over to a reprobate. Hey, Spencer, there'd be a good one for us real quickly. Go to Webster, look up reprobate. Hey, folks, this is just Christianity 101. I'm sorry if it makes you nervous. Reprobate, not enduring proof or trial, not of standard purity or fineness, abandoned to sin, lost to virtue or grace. They profess that they know God, but in works deny him, being abominable and disobedient to every good work, and reprobate.
Boom.
Abandoned to error or in apostasy. reprobate, a person abandoned to sin, one lost to virtue and religion. God gave them over to a reprobate mind, meaning this. He didn't give up on them. He says, if that's what you're going to do, you go do it. He gave them over. Now, we are still supposed to go witness and testify to those, but we know this, that the natural man can't even understand the words that we are saying to them, but we are still called to go and testify. Man, this is so good. We need this stuff taught to us in our churches. Amen. Jack, come on in.
Yes, Coach, this is so good. Christianity 101, we're barely at point zero on most of this stuff. This is why Paul was so effective. This is why every Christian should study the Constitution. Every real Christian should study the Constitution. The FBI, the federal government, can't hold data on individuals. They can't.
Jack, isn't hate speech judgmental? Them calling your speech hateful, isn't that judgmental, Jack? They make laws, tell us what words we can and can't say.
We shouldn't even be allowed to use that. Hate speech is the reason why there is a First Amendment. That's why the First Amendment's there, so we can engage in hate speech against the government. That's why it's put in there. And you know what? The Southern Poverty Law Center is the primary source of documents on you to the FBI, because the FBI is not allowed to hold.
Put the picture of that shirt back up there, Spencer. Put the picture of that shirt up there. I got a bunch of them. Help me get rid of these shirts out there. Let's start wearing these shirts around again. Truth sounds like hate to those who hate the truth. Jesus is the judge. Quit backing down. We're to testify and be witnesses. That's what we're supposed to do. Kevin, come on in.
Well, you know, as we've seen the alphabet people grow that, you know, that moniker over and over again over the years to include more letters, you know, you left one out. It's kind of an important one. It's the LGBTQ plus symbol. And that plus opens the door to all kinds of other letters. And there's one that they've been flirting with, cryo-ballooning it, putting it out there and then taking it back, putting it out and then taking it back because they don't want to expose themselves. And that's the letter P. So you got LGBTQ P for pedophile, because we have to.
That's coming too. Hey, Kevin, let me ask you a question. I'm running out of time. Let me ask you a question there, Kevin. You have any children?
Yep, got three of them.
Did you judge them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why'd you judge them, Kevin?
Well, if I don't, they're going to end up going in any darn direction life takes.
So you love them. You judge them because you love them, right? You judge them because you love them, right? You judge them because you love them. Jeff, come on. Sorry, Kevin. I'm almost out of time. Jeff, go.
Yeah, real quick, Coach. In Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, tells us believers what to say to the outsiders. It says, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be in with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to ought to answer each one. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Can I tell you something? I've witnessed to people that I didn't really want to witness to. I didn't really want to. Oh, yeah. I hope they get what they deserve, but I thank God that I don't get what I deserve. Are you with me? So I get it. I get it. Laura Ann, quickly.
Yeah, they can't add S for straight or F or M for female and male. Or H, none of that's in their alphabet. Those are all excluded letters. And if you want to protect your child, you know, from, am I judging my child because I'm in a parking lot and I can see that the car is going to come by and hit them and I don't pull them out of the way?
Am I judging them
or should I just let them just get hit by the car because, hey, you know, you made that decision and, you know, it's twisted.
I'm sorry, Lauren. I'm up against the clock here. Folks, we Christians have been taught the wrong things. We are to hate sin. Now, look, the whole idea, love the sinner, hate the sin. Gandhi said that. Jesus didn't say that. The Bible says that God hates all workers of iniquity. I believe that's Psalm 11:3 if you wanted to pull it up. God hates all workers of iniquity. The message of the gospel is turn or burn. That's the gospel, friends. Why won't we say that? Why are we who are to testify and witness to the truth? Why are we afraid to say that? If you love your neighbor, you're going to tell him the truth. God bless you. See you next week. All right, now I can relax a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm looking at this 22-minute clock here. Now I can open it up. You can come back in. Sorry if I had to cut you off. Annette, come on in. No, anybody? Come on in.
Keep going.
Well, I will keep going. Judge not, lest you be judged, right? And what is the message that you, what's the message we're hearing coming out of most pulpits? What is the message? Don't judge. Who are you to judge? Judge rightfully. Is that what it says? Judge not. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. By the way, Jesus speaking to believers. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, Christian brother, but considereth not the beam that is in your own eye? Or will you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote out of your eye? Scroll down, Spencer, please. And behold, there's a beam in your own eye, you hypocrite. First, cast out the beam. Then you can see clearly. The Bible nowhere ever teaches us not to judge. Never, ever, anywhere. Never, ever, anywhere. Judge righteously. Ohio Brett, come on in.
Coach, what another great show. Can't wait to see everybody at your annual huddle. Don't forget to go out and register to help out the team that does all that. But Coach, living back downtown again, what an abomination. All I had to do was look out my front window.
Unbelievable.
You think it's okay, pastors, to have two guys walking? Both of them have dog collars on. One had a dog hat and no clothes on. This is disgusting.
In front of children,
but flaunting it right out. Where else? Is there anywhere else that we flaunt parades for drunkenness, parades for adultery, parades for what gluttony? It's disgusting. And Republicans? Where are the Democrats? Where are the pastors? It's disgusting.
The churches, some of the churches are in the stinking parade, baby. They're in the parade, right? Hey, Brett, when the last time I was down there, one of the times I was down at the Gay Pride Parade, some girls walking down there with their boobs bouncing. I'm just telling you, all right? Topless boobs bouncing. And there's a cop standing beside me. I said, officer, that can't be legal. That can't be legal. And he looked at me and said, sir, we have orders not to enforce it. There you go. We have orders.
That's part of the problem. And if people think that the police aren't going to arrest us, I don't care who wins the next presidential election, evil's still in control because weak local leaders, including the church leaders, won't get in the game. They're staying on the bench.
So, Brett, last night my wife said to me, honey, you haven't been down there in a while. Why don't you go anymore? And I said, because I'm not going to let them set me up. She said, what? So, oh, yeah, every time we go down there, I'm a target. Every time I'm down there, they come. And I'll be damned if I'm going to come down there and let one of them set me up and do something, start a fight with me, do something, get me to push back, and then go get the cops. And then they get me, this hate monger and homophobe, who's on the Columbus Foundation list, who's on the SPLC. I'm not going to go walk in there and let them set me up. Are you with me, friends?
Amen.
Huh? That's fair. And look what you're doing, Coach. With your leading, we are out there doing it. Randy's doing it. Clay Parker's doing it. Bobby Lee's doing it. Everybody's doing it. And we just got to go do it. We don't need to announce where we're coming. I'm willing to go again to all 50 states and do little meetups and do house parties to get truth out. Read the Bible and watch Coach Dave.
So, Brett, the last time I was there, I know this to be fact, they were texting each other where I was. Do you understand that, friends? They were texting each other where I was because they wanted to come by and start an altercation and then have all those homos be a witness against me. Oh, yeah, he did. He hit first. He hit. Can you get the picture, friends? Get the picture? Of course, the courts would. They would have never bought that, would they? No, no. Courts would have never bought that. No way. No way. Roger Weaver, come on in. I'd have probably needed a lawyer, Roger.
Yes, you may have. You know, Dave, I think one thing, though, I would say to any Bible-believing, God-fearing, Jesus-loving person is they ought to go there, sit down with a lawn chair discreetly, and see what the hell is going on.
They wouldn't believe it, Roger.
They I think of sitting in the church pew, and whether it be my church or anybody's church, the 95% of the Christians out there have no idea. And that parade and all its glamour and all of whatever they call it, you would wake up very quickly to what the heck is going on in that culture.
Amen.
The corporations that are in the parade, the churches that are in the parade, the signs saying what they want the freedom to do in the parade. It is the most eye-opening experience. So I really encourage anybody, if you want to know what's happening, just go discreetly, take a lawn chair and sit back. You will be in shock.
You will be in shock. Roger, I was the last time, one of the times I was there, a man was walking down the street with a dog face on and a leash around his neck. And his friend, whatever you would call him, is holding the leash. And the sign that he was holding said, are you ready? We do it doggy style.
Yeah.
That was probably the local sheriff.
Good one. Joe Allen, come on in.
Yeah, we experienced that, didn't we, Coach, about them stalking you, trying to find out.
Yep.
Me and Mike Blake put that witch out there in the crowd.
You sure did.
And she was trying to get the coach, but we had Coach surrounded.
Hey, Joe, don't think they'd drag me into court. I'd be the headlines of the Columbus Dispatch.
Right.
Hate monger. What? Huh?
Oh, they're after you.
Oh, buddy, they would destroy it. They would destroy
all. Enough said.
Amen. That's why we don't. That's why I got a little bit of wisdom. Who hadn't been in here? Jeff Klein, has Jeff been in? Come on in, Jeff. Then back up to Angie.
Coach, I remember when you talk about targeting us when we're down there, because we did that, 10 or 12 years going down there. It was disgusting. Yep. We're down there ripping them churches, 21 churches. That's what we started doing towards the end of the last couple of years, just rebuking them pastors and them people in them churches. All of a sudden, they're coming down through, and you know how they always waved them big flags on their sticks. They'd wave them back and forth. Well, they're coming down the street, and I'm standing there. We got a barn. All of a sudden.
Open and inclusive. Go ahead.
The timing of that flag going left to right, it all of a sudden came right and cracked me right across the top of the head. I grabbed them cops that were standing right there and said, I want him arrested. That's assault. They ignored me. Wouldn't say a word.
I ain't going to do it for you. Uh-uh. Nope. Hey, folks, let me ask you out there. Has your pastor been telling you that the gospel is inclusive? Has your pastor been teaching you that it's inclusive? Because the Bible says that broad is the way, narrow is the gate. Many come, few find it. The Bible, Christianity is exclusive. Once you come, anybody can come, but not just as you are. You can't come like that. Folks, we got the wrong message in the Christian church. Love, 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 love. All you need is love. Love, 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 love. Angie, come on in.
Well, listen to me. That whole love gospel thing is nothing but bunk. I'm telling you why. We allow things to happen in the church that are completely contradictory to what God says we're supposed to be doing. And when judge, we are supposed to judge right from wrong, truth from lies, and good from evil.
The spiritual judges all things. Amen. Amen. Are we teaching that, Angie?
No. The very foundation of all of those things is found in the original blueprint of the Bible. It's the very first five books that will tell you the boundaries in which we're supposed to stay. And the whole fact that we're supposed to, you know, that God is just love and we're just supposed to love everything and everybody and every situation is absolutely false narrative. And we are to love the things that God loves and hate the things that God hates.
Boom! Boom! And by the way, friends, you can't separate the sin from the sinner, because at the great white throne judgment, is it the sin or the sinner that gets cast into the lake of fire.
Amen.
They have so lied to us, baby. They have so lied. Look, God's love's available to everybody. And I hope that some guy struggling with homosexuality, that would be my prayer that he would be able to come out of that. But he sure as hell ain't going to teach it to my grandson. That's where we are. They're teaching it as normal to our grandson. Do I hate the guy? No, I don't hate him. But if he comes around my grandson one more time, there's going to be some trouble. Amen. Kevin.
All right, let me just make 2 points. First, to your point about being set up, right? Like, this is a classic leftist tactic. We've seen this on video many times. They'll come out, start swinging on a guy, and yep. or like a start trying to punch somebody, and then he grabs their arms to get them to stop. Then yep. they go, "Oh, you're hurting! He's attacking me!" And, you know, Dave, that's when the cell phones would start rolling. That's when the cell phones would come out to get our video. Oh, he grabbed her! Oh, look at that! He's attacking her.
That's
what the setup is.
That's right. So I got wise. I said, I ain't putting myself in that position anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Exactly. Set yourself up. So now, secondly, to Ohio Brett's point about like the behavior that he was seeing and all of this. I mean, just absolute depravity, just pushing the envelope in every direction. And then what I was saying about like, you know, introducing the letter P and all that. Let's go back to what Flip Benham said. Okay. Lust only knows one word, more.
Great line.
It's worth. Yeah. It really is. It's just like a heroin addict. He's got to have more. He's got to have more. And then it's not doing. He's got to have more. And it takes it all the way to the point of death. All right. Amen. We say that like lust has no bottom, but it really does. It really, the bottom ends up being death. Yeah, I mean, you just take it so far, you can't get any further. If you take it to its reasonable conclusion, that's where you end up.
There ain't no reasonable conclusion. Ray, come on in.
Yeah, I was just recalling back when we were there a few years back at the Columbia's gay parade. We had divine protection over us pretty much.
They were after us, weren't they, Ray? They were after us for sure.
Remember when Michelle Davis and her witch crew came after you? And that's the same time the BLM broke through and tried to stop the parade. Then the cops came and she got pepper sprayed and taken out of the game.
That's right.
We had that protection because the cops stay right in front of us. And, you know, through that crowd, we had that divine protection. So we didn't.
But they were trying to set us up for sure, right? They were setting us up, man.
Also, down the road, that weekend, I think it was you don't stop a homosexual parade. No, even if you're BLM, nobody's going to stop it. They tried to do that on a bridge somewhere in Oklahoma, I think it was in Randytown, and it didn't go too well either. So,
amen. Yeah. Amen. Michelle.
Hi, good morning, team. Angie's been on point. You know, I was the Q thing. I didn't know that the Q had been changed to questioning. I didn't know this. So you get the kids to question the laws of existence.
That's right.
And then they spend all their mind power to fight against this natural use of their body. And they claim they have to do this because it's what they need to be happy. When the sole purpose of suffering and denying the flesh is we have to burn out these things that are inside us that are useless and impure. Like Flip Benham was explaining, the whole reason we need a relationship with the creator. And then
the girl interviewing him couldn't understand. See, she couldn't understand it.
But then this makes these kids so focused on this issue that they don't have any relationship with the creator. And now their life is engulfed with this queer question.
That's right. Anyway, that's right. Man. It's so insidious. It is. God bless you, Michelle. Randy.
So, Coach, look at this picture. Matthew 18:19. If you can pull it up, if you got time. I don't know if you do. But in the King James, read it real quick, Coach. This is what happens. This is what looks like when we engage, Coach.
Again, I say unto you that if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven.
So, Coach, can you, if you don't go show up and your feet on the ground, your body there, your voice there, and you touch it, Do you think it really changes if we don't do that, Coach?
No, but it says every place you put your foot, he's given to us as an inheritance. Folks, engage, embrace the hate, engage the enemy. We are so winning. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.